something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a rousing round of Money in the Blank.
We also play another game, Bone Dry.
And why does Jer have a hate on for Jason Mraz? It's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, bud.
There he is.
How's it going?
Good. Guess what?
What?
I think I've finally cracked the audio nut.
You did, eh?
I think I sound better. I'm guessing. I sound better right now than I've ever sounded since we started the pod. Because here's what I was doing. I was using QuickTime audio. And a friend told me when I sent some voiceover that was terrible, it compresses it from a WAV file to an MP3. So that's why my voice sounded like this. I couldn't understand because I have a nice mic. I have an okay voice. And every time I hear the pod, I'm like, why do I sound so far away and squashed? It's because I was doing it wrong. I was using the wrong thing.
But now you're on track again.
Well, I think so.
So after 6 years or seven, 6 years.
It didn't make sense because.
Coming on seven.
I was listening to, there's a podcast called Smartless. I was telling you about it. It's hosted by Will Arnett and Sean Thing from Will and Grace and Jason Bateman. And it's three guys, and they're in their respective homes, and they sound unbelievable.
Well, because they're probably freaking spent $100,000 on their production.
I don't think they did. I get the sense because
sure they got like horny mics and this. Probably plugged into a mixer.
I know, but it doesn't matter how horny you are. You can still only spend $400 on a mic.
I'm saying if you use an interface and you're recording like on straight up into like
the Paul Abdul song,
whatever, into like your garage band or something, like whatever recording, but like coming in with a crazy mic and it's all mixed and dialed.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's obviously been so much to learn in the past year.
But I don't think it's just that there's just a few things that you need to do. And because we're on our own and I don't record to a computer, that's the only, you know, like, I guess if I had my laptop and I had an interface with a sweet mic, it would probably sound better, but it doesn't sound that bad right now. In terms of, can you hear my voice? I'm talking. Yes. It doesn't necessarily have to be like Ryan Seacrest in the morning.
I know, but I'm worried now that my voice is going to be so unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
you're gonna have to pull up your socks.
I'm not sending this through an MP. This isn't Squish. This is the full file. So
what?
That's,
so, but what is it? What format?
WAV.
Yeah.
Is that what
so,
it is?
Do you just press voice record?
On the app.
Oh, you use iRig.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to get my nice mic into iRig.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The iPhone 11 Pro mic sounds pretty good. That's why I use it. So I don't
right.
know.
So you just use the phone. You don't have an external mic of any kind.
No, I use the phone. Simple, easy.
But you just need a second phone to talk to me on.
I have I have an iPod on my John's iPod where I'm FaceTime audioing you. And I have an iPad here for jams if need be.
So you need three devices.
Three devices, yeah.
Alas, I was texting our bud Andrew Stokely and saying, "Is this true? Is this possible? What's happening?" And he is super knowledgeable, as we've discussed, and he had a myriad of suggestions for easy things we could do. Because even in the 6 years we've been doing this, technology is crazy. There's a thing called ZenCaster that could record us both, and then it outputs it baked together. But we don't want to put Tim out of a job.
Well, even if there's a delay on both sides, that's the only thing, right? Like if it's two phone calls from obviously we're so far apart, there's a delay if we're on the phone to each other.
Right.
I wonder if that's the same. Like, it seems to me that you have to be hardwired for it to be instantaneous without some kind of delay. So I don't know. It might work like that on there, probably.
You know, well, I'm recording a GarageBand. Here's the weird thing. It counts seconds. So we're at 150-something seconds now. It's going to get harder to do the math to figure out how many minutes we have in. Because suddenly it's going to be like, yeah, you've been doing this for 10,000 seconds. We better stop.
Really? There's no minute counter?
No, there's no minute counter. Probably we'll get letters. Someone will be like, yeah, idiot.
Oh, I know. Well, that's counter. The thing. Again, you and I are like the old couple. Remember that thing that went viral years ago? The old people trying to figure out how to work their computer. And it was like super funny. That's us. So like and that's just kind of how I roll.
Same.
You know what I mean? I the more I look at a textbook to figure something out, the less I know about it. Like, for technology.
I know. I had to travel this week for the first time, like actually travel. I crossed the border, went to the States. And just the general life rustiness of like, wait, how do you pack? And what do I need and what don't I need? I decided to drive because typically there would be a direct flight from Halifax to Boston. There is not. So going through Montreal or Toronto, the flying time is suddenly like 9 hours and it's only a 10-hour drive. So I decided to drive to have the flexibility. But here's an example.
Did you have to have the nose banger to go over?
I sure did. Banger?
Was it the two banger on the nostrils?
Yeah, it was a two banger. Yeah. But here's the crazy thing. To come back into Canada, you have to have a test within 72 hours. So the first night I arrived in Boston, I had to go get a test to enable me to get back across the border in 3 days.
Yeah, I know. That's the fun part.
It is. And I had to activate a work visa and stuff like that. So none of it was particularly simple. But it was a good way to get my feet wet. It was a nice group of people and a small group, so it wasn't unfrozen caveman lawyer styles. I got to do a Target run that had been long overdue in our family, so people were pumped about that. And then yesterday, the girls met me halfway. They met me in Fredericton because it was Suge's birthday, so we stayed at the Delta in Fredericton, which, have you and I stayed there? It's a great hotel.
I'm sure. Yes, we did, for sure.
And they made their lobby into this kind of New York style open concept bar, and they have this barbecue restaurant there. The food's great. I met some of the buds in the kitchen. Just ended up being like, oh yeah, life, remember? It was like four hockey teams, like 11 and 12 year olds staying there, like that styles.
Well, for sure. Yeah, that's actually going to be this weekend. It's Lisa's birthday today.
No
way. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Suge, by the way. I hope
thank you, and to Lisa.
We're going to Pembroke to see her mom tomorrow, and Belle, who's you know, not doing great right now. So hopefully we can see him, and I don't know what his condition is, but he's not 100%, and he's a great guy. So we're gonna go check out Belle and see what's going on with Shirley and in Pembroke, but it's during the Silver Stick, like the crazy hockey tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's like getting a hotel room was impossible.
And there'll be dudes like peeing in the ice bucket and stuff. Like, do you think it's wide open, or do they take the hockey seriously?
I think it's just the town probably fires right up. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So it'll be unlike any other weekend in Pembroke. So going into the Silver Stick, just the Tim Hortons is just it'll be around the downtown. It's like right just towards the main street drag. There's a Tim Hortons, and usually that Tim Hortons has a pretty good 7-8 carb lineup.
But you can double that weekend, 2.5 times
this
that
weekend. You won't be able to get into the parking lot from the road. So
When
this weekend, it'll be fun.
Crossed the border, it was Sunday night, and the border opened to Canadians Monday morning. The number of snowbirds who were pulled over just shy of the border wanting to post up and be the first to cross when it opened. Like, there's probably 45 cars at Holton, Maine. Trailers, buses, campers, all that stuff. Like, I guess if you have a place in Sarasota and you haven't been there in a couple of years, you'd be pumped.
Yeah, right? Just getting into it?
Yes. All those driver across the borderers. They were psyched.
Yeah. And also Timbo, because, living in Fort Erie right across the just ripping over to Buffalo, it's a huge part of life down there. So
has he done it?
Well, I don't know. It's the COVID tests. That's the thing. Because it's $200 a side. So you're I'm going to dinner and I'm spending $400 in tests. Back and forth. So I don't know, how that's, obviously that would make it like a go to a not, obviously, right? If you're going across to Buffalo for dinner and you got to spend $140 a person to get tested when you've, been double vaccinated already and you don't have symptoms. It seems like a kind of ridiculous thing to have at this point when you're trying to get people to go across just to do their regular life.
A little money grab.
Shopping or whatever, yeah.
Like, of course, it's such a cottage industry. In Boston, there was like a beautiful facility and it's like a pop-up thing and they're playing beats and lots of students there and everyone's happy. And it exists for the sole purpose of doing nose bangers for people traveling.
Yeah.
And same in Halifax, they were dialed and really good at it and made it a very pleasant experience. Yeah. But of course that's someone's job now. You can tell everyone in the office here was like going to K.O. Coco and couldn't wait.
You got on Beats headphones and listening to music while you're getting a nose banger.
Well, I'm trying to remember the jam. That was Jenny from the Block was bumping in the Boston one. I was like, this is the perfect soundtrack. Like, doo-dee-dee-dee-dee.
It seems like when they start spinning that swab, like you think like that's just such a tender area that you're like, man, this is a spot that you could just go to town.
Well,
if you wanted to get someone to start talking.
I always start by saying, do you have a nickname in this job? Like, are you known as the Rammer or as like Silk Mitts or like? Just give me a heads up. Like,
Crosby,
what's your move?
Crosby Dangles. Just you barely feel it.
Yeah, if you're known as the Jackhammer, I want to know going in that this is where that's headed. But if you're like Bambi or Lammy, I want that person.
Silky.
So this girl's like, it's my first day. I don't even really have a style yet.
Oh, silky.
And the woman on the other side of the thing was like, don't make her quit.
They call me the Rattler.
Yeah.
Or the Shaker, because every time they do it, the person, they shake in pain.
It wasn't that bad. It was, for some reason, there's like the rapid nose scraper and... you can get into the States with a certain type of test, but if you're going to Alaska or Hawaii, you need a different type of test, and Europe too. But to get back into Canada, it has to be the full deal.
And then there's like the Alberta driller styles.
Yeah.
Where they're just in there with spinning and spinning.
Yeah, the roughneck. You can get the roughneck. The roughneck oil patch.
That's for sure a thing. The rough neck where you're like coming out of the bar and someone grabs you by the scruff and takes you, pushes you against the wall.
It just felt a little like, I'm going to say, without saying which one, I think it will be evident, one border was a lot more concerned about test results and protocol than the other border was in the end. In fact, one border wanted to see my test results. The other border didn't ask.
Really?
Yeah, but under the category of general life rustiness, like just little things like personal space and cart at Target, like where do I put it if I'm looking at a thing, or like just that kind of cobwebs in the brain of, right, how do you function as one person in a group of many persons? Fortunately, the hotel that we stayed in was pretty low-key. It was the kind of place that existed like almost like out by the airport, like for meetings only, but no one really stays there. So that was pretty low-key. I actually looked at, the Oilers were in Boston last night and couldn't stay because it was Shug's birthday and we had plans, but the Senators were there Tuesday night, and I actually looked out of curiosity to see if there were seats, and especially for one MAF, there was one center ice four rows up for $73. But I was I don't know if I'm ready.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I'm ready to go sit with 15,000 other masks.
I know. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is, for sure. It just kind of, it makes you a little nervous for that. Yeah.
Well, especially doing that and then coming home, and I don't want that rap. But this is interesting. I was talking to a doctor there because there were a lot of doctors there this week at the meeting. And this gentleman carries a key, like an old-timey key that he uses to hook door handles to pull them open so he never actually touches door handles. That's just an aside, like an old Sherlock Holmes-looking key. But he said the best defense we might have against COVID is having had COVID, so that you build up antibodies, and next time it comes around, your body's like, aha, not this time, bud.
Well, but they've said that's the idea with herd immunity, right? Like, just let everybody get it. But that's the issue, is people have gotten it twice, you know, and it's been, because if it's a different variant, for example, if you had the original variant and then all of a sudden you caught the Delta variant, it's
bad news, it's bears.
Yeah, for sure. And and that's obviously why you get vaccinated, so you can have less of a chance of spreading it and less of a chance of getting it. It's not 100% obviously, but it's and they say a booster gives you an even better chance of fighting against it. But if it's, that's the thing, if you can get it to the point where most of the population is vaccinated, and when it has a wave, it's not nearly a visible, and it's not that big a deal. It's more
well, apparently some masks that got the shot early on, it's starting to expire a little bit, so they are susceptible and they need to get a booster. Anyway,
yeah,
probably just like something my we'll mom have to live got a, with.
My mom got a booster a couple months ago, and
did she? So like care. Her third shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play this game. I came up with a game called Bone Dry, and basically
Bone Dry,
we just read lyrics to songs that you should know. That's the only caveat. You should know the song. They're not monster hits. Like, for example, if I said Roland in my 5.0 with the rag top down so my hair can blow, that's an easy one. Right?
Is it?
Ice Ice Baby. So we read lyrics from a song, and the other guy...
Give me the chorus.
Yeah, exactly. That's the challenge. If we bone dry the lyrics... How fast can the other person guess or identify the song?
Yeah, because right there I would have been bone dry out of it.
Really?
I didn't know that part.
Okay, this is good.
I don't know that song enough. Okay, you ready for, want me to start?
Sure. Bone dry me.
Okay. Do we start from
I think the verse.
Depends on the song, yeah. Like top of the verse or mid verse? Depends on the lyric. Yeah, it depends on the lyric, because that's the idea. Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Dark shadows under long false lashes. The light exposes the cracks. She wears her makeup like wax to hide every scratch.
Man.
Cause she's a dark angel riding dark horses, sitting pretty in her dim-lit corners. Hey, I say, blank, blank.
Is that it?
Blank, yeah, that was going into the chorus, and the chorus is the name of the song. Tough, huh? It's tough.
It is tough.
You just hear the lyrics.
Was the first phrase was dark angel?
Yeah, no, dark shadows under long false lashes.
I don't know. What is it?
Black cars.
Okay.
Black cars look better in the shade. Black cars. Right? She smears her lipstick.
Wait, so
right
black
off.
Cars is a metaphor? Because this woman who's been through a lot covers up her battle wounds with makeup and hides in a dark bar?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? This is just that verse. Because then the next one, she's smoking them French cigarettes, cocktail gloves and a strapless dress, perfect silhouette. She's wearing dark sunglasses again. Fading beauty as the nighttime passes.
I should have gotten that one. It's great.
Black cars.
Okay, 1-0 for you.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Bone dry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride. To the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice. But I really don't want a beer bust like I had last week. I must stay deep because talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they get sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, is flirting, it's just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me dump it. Please, set in the trumpet.
Man, what is that? Sum 41 or something?
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
It's that song.
A little bit of Rita is all I need. A little bit of Tina is what I see.
Yeah, is it Shaggy?
Mambo number 5.
Oh, Mambo number 5.
Boop, bap, boop, bap. But it did a loop out, loop out.
Oh, man.
Tied 1-1. It's good. It's a hard game. We're coming up on 700 seconds.
That's almost 23 minutes. I can tell you that what. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, that's what I have. So, I mean, unless we're way out of sync.
Really? Shouldn't 700 seconds divided by 10 is roughly, like, shouldn't it be around 10 minutes?
I don't know. See, that's, you're asking the math.
Huh. Okay, hit me with the next one.
Something's not wrong over there with your new fancy recording technique.
I hope it's not,
technique.
Too. Like, it sounds great, but it's dragging.
It's all slow, everything.
Well, if you do 700 divided by 60, that should be how we know. Yeah, it's 11 2/3 minutes. Have you been recording the whole time, like for while we were chatting before we started?
Since we did the countdown together.
Curious.
To start it.
All right, hit me. What's your next song?
24 minutes now. What is it, 710 seconds?
Yeah, 720 seconds.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's not a real read of time at all. It's way slower.
What? It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, so is it bars? Is it counting bars?
It must be, yeah, exactly. You're counting like as if
730 it's, bars?
Yeah, so there you go.
Wow.
You ready or
that's
what,
so
man?
That's so interesting. Yes, I am ready. Hit me.
Okay, I think the present owner fixed it up. I knew we'd ever went without. If I knew we'd, I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. This is where I went to school. Most of the time I had better things to do. Criminal records says I broke in twice. I must have done it up a dozen times. You know it yet?
I have no idea.
I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If it was them, I wouldn't let me in.
Is this Simple
oh,
Plan?
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, God. I. Every memory of looking out the back door, I have the photo album spread out on the bedroom floor. It's hard to say it. Time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. It's that photograph by Nickelback.
Oh, wow.
I just skipped the Joey's hairline. That's what probably would have given it away for you.
There are a lot of songs about photographs and photo albums, and I guess that makes sense because it's kind of a nostalgic thing. That crossed across my cranium, but I didn't say it out loud because I wasn't sure. This is hard.
Photograph by Nickelback. I know.
This is hard. I also have a variation on this game, and maybe we should play a round of that. Let me do one more first before the break, and then we'll play the variation.
Okay.
Sound good? Okay, ready?
Yeah.
When dreaming, I'm guided to another world time and time again. At sunrise, I fight to stay asleep because I don't want to leave the comfort of this place. Because there's a hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm awake. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on. Let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay?
Come on, man. I don't need, that's like so, I have no clue.
Can you take me higher?
No.
Yeah.
It's the Staps.
To the place where blind men serve. Man, I don't think... And
let's
neither
go
of us got
there.
Any
that's
of them.
The line. Let's go there.
Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Sugar do 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 to the big breakdown drum part.
Come on, let's go there. Kind of hooky, pretty catchy.
Oh, for sure. Like for that kind of music, that's a banger, man.
Can you take for sure. me higher?
Like for
I just don't know what the application is. Like when do you listen to that song?
Like Tiger Woods driving down the road, cranking it.
Yep. Yep. Tires start to skid on loose gravel. Can you take me? I had a friend whose mom. Oh, no, your mom was in an accident. I had a friend in high school who went off the road, and the song that was playing was Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Oh, that's a rough one.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Of all the songs to be playing that you can never hear again.
Oh, man. That's like that. There's certain time, you know, that kind of... The music that really bugs me is that, like, the guy with the little ukulele and the doo-da-doo.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what's his name? Jason Mraz? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff, man. Like, if
I hope that you were happy when you didn't know it. I went to the thing and I'm not a poet.
Yeah, that one.
I'm just saying hi. Good night, goodbye.
Like if my car's upside down and I can't get out and the firemen are coming to the car and that's just blasting. Like that would be worse than having a bad injury.
It's musical Flanders. It's Heidley Howdley. Who else do you put in that category?
Is that him? Is that with the hat? That guy?
With the hat? Yeah, with the hat. That's him.
That's the song.
I'm wearing a little hat and I'm singing my song. A tiny little guitar so you know it's not wrong. That guy. I want you to be happy in the him and it's happy in the boat, some of them happy in the woods, some of them happy. That guy.
Like if you're at some like party on a beach and it's like you hear it far away and you see, it's like there he is doing it on the beach.
He's doing it out front of the house that he's rented for the week next to the party, hoping someone's like, hey man, you should come over and why don't you come over and play that?
Aren't you that guy?
Hi, I'm that guy. Doodla boodla boodle that. Let's take a break, bud. It's been 918 bars. And when we come back, we'll play the variation on the game, which I think will be maybe a little easier, but also fun.
He's eating those skewers, those chicken skewers on the beach.
Oh, Jason Mraz.
Okay.
Be right back. And we're black.
Do the, because I was saying all the kids in my boys' school, the high school, everybody's vaping all the time.
Everybody vapes sometimes.
All these 13, 14-year-olds just pounding the vapes.
Like cherry vanilla vapes?
Yeah, thinking it's fine, but then like the next thing they're addicted to nicotine.
So are you allowed to pound it in the hallways? No.
No, they'll like sneak in the bathroom or do it, or just like at lunch outside, you just see vape city.
Do all vapes have smoke? Or well, some are like sneaky vapes with no smoke?
No, they all have that undertow like vape smoke.
Right.
Right.
But it smells like bergamot and vetiver.
Which is like, to me, it's like that's worse almost. The stink of like just getting hit with Lime
a Glade
Aid
plug-in. Yeah. Someone exhaling a Glade plug-in in your face.
Walking through and you get like a pine fresh reek. Like one of those like, those scratch and sniff strawberry when you're a kid. But eventually just smells like gas.
So all the kids are vaping at the high school.
Yeah.
Is vaping the equivalent of like Iron Maiden t-shirts and standing out back blowing a dart? Or is it like,
no,
does it cross,
I think it's
all groups?
I'm saying it's more than that. It's not just like the Metallica shirt guys.
Right. Like I think the hockey boys vape sometimes, don't they?
Well, there's just, you just see everybody ripping the vapes.
Everybody vapes.
And then
vapes.
Like some of them are ripping like weed vapes. So it's like the kids are baked.
Sneaky weed vapes.
Yeah, that's even more crazy. Sitting in science and 10 just lit.
So what does that smell like?
Whatever, just like vapor smell.
But you can sneaky weed vape,
I don't know if
but
they
it
have,
smells like bubble gum?
No, I don't think they have that. But it's just like if they're ripping around outside, no one smells anything.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
But you can't vape in the library.
No, you can't vape anywhere. They'll go and sneak into the can or whatever. But
are you allowed to wear a baseball hat at their high school?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm of two minds about this because some schools you can't, and some schools are like, you know what, it's a simple way of expression of the things that we could bust their chops about. They're showing up. That's good enough. Let's not bust them on the hats. Yeah. But other places are like, no, it's about respect, and we have rules here, and you need to follow rules in life, and one of our rules is no hats.
Yeah, people don't care about the no hats here.
So they can fire
everyone's
hats,
on their phones.
No vaping.
Everybody's on their phones all day.
Are you allowed to be on your phone in class?
Well, yeah, because people can, like, there's no paper now in the schools.
Wow.
So it's all, they're either a laptop or you're working on your phone. But sometimes they're working on their phone, but not really.
Whoa, so sneaky group chat while you're supposed to be doing integers.
Yeah, sneaky integers / Discord chats.
Like, check out old man Donaldson's dress pants, like that stuff?
Yeah.
I guess. Out the,
why does it look like there's a pretzel in his pants?
Right, no more notes passing.
Why does it look like his twig and berries cross like it's a knot? How does that work?
That sounds like you're speaking from experience, like you've had that conversation in a class before about a teacher.
No, but wouldn't that be funny if you look and it literally looks like there's a big soft pretzel type imprint under there?
It's an,
and you're like,
awful,
what's going on?
For this reason alone. Bless their hearts. They're being scrutinized by people who have just discovered sarcasm.
Yeah, especially if there's a guy with a tied-up hammer.
Is that even medically possible?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, if that's what it looks like.
It looks like a Cinnabon in the
like
front of his...
Like 21 dungarees. Inches all tied and tucked up.
Oh my gosh. That's how it looks like a soft pretzel? Oh my gosh.
He's bowing it up in the morning. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, putting his underwear on.
Putting a harness on. So, Jer, this is Saturday morning now. We did the first Ripskies Friday night. This is the day you're going to Pembroke. Pembroke. It's spelled
Pembroke,
isn't it?
Pembroke for people that aren't from there. Yeah. Pembroke for the outside folks and Pembroke for
but
the folks
okay,
living
so it's
there.
Spelled
it's kind of like Toronto.
But pronounced Brooke.
Toronto. Like I said, it's like Toronto people. Like, you don't say Toronto, you say Toronto.
I say it.
You say Toronto.
Yeah. So it's spelled Pembroke, but pronounced Pembroke. Got it.
Yeah, gotcha.
So
the Silver Stick is going to be a big deal.
The Silver Stick tournament.
Busy.
It's a big thing. But I came up with a game that we're going to play before you go. I think we've played some version of this game. I know we've played Money in the Blank. And I know we've done lots of things with lyrics. But I thought we would combine them. So it's Money in the Blank, the lyrics edition. And we'll take turns reading the lyrics from a popular song, kind of born out of the game we just played. And you have to fill in the blank. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Money in the Blank.
I love it.
Okay. Should I go first?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. This is Material Girl by Madonna.
Okay.
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper blank, I just walk away.
Bank?
See, that would be good.
I don't know the word at all. Proper.
Some boys
treats.
Kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit.
Credit?
I just walk away.
That's what the line is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Credit. Interesting.
Okay, 1-0. Hit me.
Okay, I'm trying to get it here, but it's not coming up. I don't know what's going on here. Come on, dog. Figure it out here.
You calling the internet dog? Do you want me to do a double banger while you're getting ready?
Yeah, do a double banger while I'm trying to figure this out.
This is Achy Breaky Heart. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
By the great Billy Ray Cyrus. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm blank. Or you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. And laugh and joke about me on the phone. So in theory, it technically is supposed to rhyme with phone. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm blank.
Man, I don't know. I don't know that one either.
Gone.
when I'm gone.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. You can tell your friends what a fool I've been. There you go. He's rhyming gone and phone, which is a little... he's asking a lot of his audience.
I know. Okay, hold on. I have to do a three banger because that's like got to go another way here.
Okay. This is the well-known song "Rock Me Amadeus" by Falco. Okay.
I was just singing that yesterday in the mall.
Were you?
Annalise, we were singing it. Amadeus, Amadeus. Amadeus, and I don't know any words other than that anyway.
Come on, so and rock me, Amadeus.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, here you go.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
This is verse 2.
Okay.
It was around 1780, and it was in Vienna. No plastic money anymore. The blanks were against him. No plastic money odds. Anymore. The blanks were against him.
The odds.
Banks. The word the we were looking were for. Banks were
against him. God damn it.
Okay, it's a terrible song.
And a terrible take on my sides.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. It's Take On Me by Aha.
Yes.
So, Take On Me. Take On Me. Take me on.
Yeah.
Take on me. I'll be gone. Blank, 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 blank.
In a day or two.
Oh, wow. So you got it down.
In a day or two. That,
those are the lyrics that I've never...
Well,
I don't know what he's saying.
I've probably looked it up before because I didn't know what he was saying either.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want me to go? I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, do it again.
Okay, I'm gonna skip the first one and give the second part of the verse, and then you gotta go. Okay.
Okay, hit me.
Just a city boy. It's Don't Stop Believing.
Okay.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Blank, 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 blank. The next line after that.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. Took the midnight train going anywhere. Streetlights, people,
up and down. See, it's too tough, right? No one remembers that third line.
Is it? Shadows racing in the night.
No, they do another line of the verse. Singer in a smoky room.
Oh.
Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
It's a great that song. Darn it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, do you have one more? Because I'm 0-2. Oh, no, I'm 1-2. You were 0-3.
Yeah, I got I'm Still Standing.
Okay.
By Elton John. Okay. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces, blank, 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 blank.
I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of the thing that's happened in my life.
Oh, close,
but picking up the pieces
it.
I dropped and down.
No.
I'm still
that's
standing.
Even better. It's better when you don't know it. Making up the pieces of this pizza down there.
Was trying to the looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. That's the alt, right?
I know those are the ones everybody knows, though.
What is this one?
Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind.
Ah, darn it!
It was still pretty good that you got the picking up the pieces part. Okay.
Bluff karaoke would be pretty fun too, where you don't know the words. And you just have to track. Okay, this is Every Time I See Your Picture I Cry by the great Luba. Okay?
Like, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How the hell am I going to know any of these?
Oh, you'll know.
Okay.
Okay. There you rest inside the walls of a flame. Hurt so bad. I can almost feel your blank calling out my name.
Voice?
I can almost feel your blank calling out my name.
Your mom? I don't know. It's not voice or
no.
Dad.
Eyes.
Or brother. Eyes. Oh, yeah. Eyes.
There you rest inside the walls of a flame. Hurt so bad. I can almost feel your eyes calling my name. I don't know if that's how the melody goes. But it's, I wonder if someone French wrote it. Because your eyes calling out my name is a lot to ask of your audience, too.
Safety dance, men without hats.
Okay.
And we say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. Blank, 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 blank.
Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everything's out of control. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. It goes, better da 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 da. It's right there, isn't it? It's on the little turnaround.
It's totally right there.
Oh, we can dance. Oh, we can dance. Everything's out of control.
I'll give you the rhythm. Did they dance? We can dance. Do 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 be ba do.
Do do ba da be ba do. So it rhymes with control. Everybody knows the role.
No, no. Da bu da ba da be da do.
My uncle, he dug for coal. My grandmother is on the dole. No. Horse gave birth to a foal. No. When Crosby scored the goal. No. Before that.
They're doing it from pole to pole.
Wow.
They're doing it from pole to pole.
So it's not Courtney Love Was in Hole.
No. Because
that tracks.
Yeah, exactly. That's too old. It's 80s, not 90s.
Okay.
Anyway, what's your next one?
It's Don Henley. All she wants to do is dance.
Okay.
Crazy people walking around with blank in their eyes, and all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance.
Okay, say it again.
Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes. Oh, I said it. I gave it away.
Oh, yeah, you got to do the next verse.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the government bugged the men's room in the local blank lounge.
Oh.
The government bugged the men's room in the local blank lounge.
Government bugged the men's room in the blank to blank.
In the blankety blank blank.
What's the line again?
Well, the government bugged the men's room in the local blank lounge. I don't know who that is. It's not Don Henley.
Yeah, that was like the lounge. That was like some character.
This has a like a goom dap, goom dap, 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 like that kind of. Remember that thing? We might have to rig that
kick
song up because it's terrible.
Kick him on her down. Kick him on her up. Kick him when they're down, that part.
Is that this song?
Yeah. Kick him all around. It's a solid groove.
Kick him when they're up is this song?
Yeah.
Kick him when they're up. Kick him when they're down.
Or is that...
Well, the government bugged the men's room in the local blank lounge.
Yeah. The, I don't know.
Goombap, mbap, mbap, mbap. Local disco lounge.
Disco lounge.
Goomba, oomba, oombep, ba, oombep, ba, oombep. Can you bring it up?
Oh, the song? Yeah. You actually want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I got it.
I do. All she wants to do is dance, dance, dance.
That's I might be thinking of Dirty Laundry, but.
Yeah, that's Dirty Laundry. Kick them when they're up.
Yeah, that's right.
Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down. That's Dirty Laundry.
That is Dirty Laundry.
But they're similar. This has a...
It is.
Goom-bit.
It's the same record, right?
I don't know. Really, I think the only good part of this song is that all she wants to do is dance, like that line.
Oh, Dirty Laundry is I Can't Stand Still. That's from his first record. And Dance is not on that.
No. I think this was on the record with Nobody on the Road.
The End of the Innocence, is it on that record?
Ah, the Bruce Hornsby classic.
Building the Perfect Beast.
Yeah. That's I would have said on. End of the Innocence was on the next one.
Yeah, because Boys of Summer is on Building the Perfect Beast. That's a great jam.
Boys of Summer is great. Do you know what I just realized?
What?
Did I realize this on the pod? I think I did. The guitar part sounds like seagulls.
Yeah, you told me that. Sounds kind of like seagulls, but not.
What is this? Goimbap. Goombab.
It's big keyboards coming in here.
Squappy dappy jimmy.
Big fat fake horns synth. Like, can you get me a worst fake horn sound? Sure. This was like supposed to be cutting edge at the time. Yeah, this is really similar to
Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry. Yeah. To me, it is.
Do you think that's
Dirty Laundry?
That's one vocal take. He just laid one down. He was like, I think we got it. He's not even trying.
See, it's such a... Dirty Laundry is like 1,000 times better. It's so different off the top. I think he was trying to catch that vibes. This song's a jam.
Yeah, it is.
This is way better.
Zoom be up and dweird it, dweird it.
Yeah, this one's a... If I was in the Eagles and I heard this come on, I'd be like, damn, fucking guy, man.
That's you were sitting it. We're on out. That the whole time, Don?
we're done.
Where was that?
Right? No, I just mean the fact that it's like such a banger.
It is a banger.
And then just like, fuck, man, he's not coming back.
Was he still in the band when he did this?
No, they broke up, I think, and then he did this.
Okay,
like
ready?
They were like one of those breakups where it's like, that's why they're the Hell's Freezes Over Tour. The Hell
very
Freezes
contentious.
Over Tour. Yeah, they're like, you can take it and never talk to me ever again.
Dawn.
Which lasts a while, but when Live Nation starts throwing the numbers at you.
Well, didn't ABBA just say yes to a Bilsey?
Yeah, well... Well, they turned down the Bilsey in the 90s, so I don't know. It's probably more. But maybe they're like, you know what? How about that Bilsey? We'll do it. And then I see them all together wearing, like, those balls that, like, you know, when you, like, a video game where they wear the balls and, like, to give the understanding of how the body moves. You know, like when they're making video games, yeah. You see the athletes with the balls all over their body in the VR place.
So why was anyway, ABBA wearing the picture, balls?
I don't know. I guess their new concert performance is like they have that going on where it's like big VR.
Whoa.
Hey, remember we talked about how like during the pandemic, how, you know, obviously Side Door did really well by the online concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember I said if Justin Bieber does that, it'll be over for live shows?
Yeah.
He's doing it. He's going to do a virtual show online only where you're streaming and watching it.
No
and it's going to be like insane visual effects. So it'll be like, why would I go to a concert where I could put on these glasses and just go off?
Glasses?
And there's Justin right there.
What do you mean?
You know,
glasses?
Like a if you're wearing a VR headset or something, so you can see it, or the experience is like the light show where he is, or whatever is. Like depending on how involved you want to be at the show, that's where it's going to be at. Where you put on something and you're at the place,
crazy.
And it's like, yeah, I can't imagine the visuals that you could get away with, and the way it could sound, and all that stuff. But anyway. he's just going to do a show where he's there, and he'll probably get like millions of people that will buy tickets, right?
I wonder, but what is the platform that can sustain that many people?
Anything. I mean, when you're on Fortnite, there's like millions of people playing that at the same time, yeah, or whatever.
But games, when I'm on a Zoom with 160 people, sometimes you get punted out.
Yeah, it's not like that. This will be you sign up to this and you go to that platform that he's working from, whatever server. But yeah, it will change the game for live shows.
It will. It doesn't fully replace the tactile sensory experience.
No, it doesn't. But my point is, when you have a bunch of artists that are like making money from home now,
right?
It will change. Yeah, so it'll change per a little bit. Not right now, because people still want to be there, and that will always be a thing. But I'm saying, if all the biggest artists start doing that, and less wanting to be on the road, because the road sucks, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I think
will definitely change it a little bit.
Remember Gil from Triumph was saying out for 2 weeks, home for one? In all their touring, that's what they concluded is the recipe for success.
What's that? Sorry?
Remember Gil from Triumph? Gil? Out for 2 weeks, home for one is the sweet spot, but it's not financially, it doesn't make financial sense.
No, because everything sits for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
right. You have to keep it, but you're not using it.
Exactly. So all the equipment, and trucks and system PA and techs, right? Like, cause you can't just like hire a tech and say, well, you're off this week, go find another job. You have to put them all on retainer.
Right.
So it's, yeah, that week off is expensive.
I'll say.
Big time. And the bigger the band, the bigger the check they have to write every day.
Right. Operating budget, yeah, just to keep the nut going.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big percentage of the artists that can just rip out there and take that kind of a chunk out of their month, you know. It's a few, like, artists that are playing arenas are a very small percentage of the people actually on the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Teo Cruz, Dynamite, ready?
Yeah.
I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor because that's my blank, 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 blank. I came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor because that's my blank, 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 blank.
I don't know. Trance?
Plans, 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 plans.
That's my plans?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I'm wearing all my favorite blank, 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 blank.
Love it.
I'm wearing all my favorite
pants.
Brands, 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 brands.
Oh, man, brands.
Give me a space for both my blank, 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 blank.
Not, it couldn't be hands, because he's going to be waving them around. Oh, it is hands. All right.
Yeah, it's hands, bud.
Is there another one?
Well, no, that's it for that verse. But, you know, it goes on and on and on.
It does? One more. Yeah. Give me one more. Give me one more.
That's actually the pre-chorus. It goes on and on and on, and it goes on and on and on. Yeah, okay. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes saying blank. Gotta let go.
Is that a blank, 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 blank?
No,
is
it it's the just same one way? Word. I throw my hands up in the air sometimes saying blank. Gotta let go.
The AO line, right?
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, it's like mayo without the M.
Mayo. Is it yayo with a Y?
Is that gack? Because
that's cocaine. That's gack, yeah. Right. Is that what that song's about?
Is that the gare?
And doing rails? Doing scoops? That's the thing.
Where were we that someone was talking about the gare?
Man. Out east at PEI.
Yeah. Do you know where we get any gear? Gear?
Oh, he's on the gear. You mean you want to help me carry my drum hardware out?
No, the gear.
No.
Oh, he was on the gear? Does he?
You help me with the gear. Help me with my gear. Oh, you help me got any gear, do you?
Gear. Where'd you get your gear? Long and McQuaid? No.
So if you think he can rent some gear from Long McQuaid for $3?
What a hassle to be on the gear. What a hassle.
I know. It is got to be a hassle if you're really on the gear, yeah. Right? Because you're out and then you got to find it and you'd be like, who's got gear? Oh, especially if you're on like a boat cruise or something. Where
you're wearing
it's like,
a like Got Milk t-shirt, but it says Got Gear as a dog whistle to everyone who knows. What a hassle that must be.
I wonder how hard that is, really. Like, I guess it's not hard if you're like playing in clubs all the time, but like if you're just a regular guy, so gotta have the gear.
Well, if it's like 1:56 so a.m. and you're trying to find some gear. That's not easy.
Like, what? Yeah. Like
okay, what's open? Subway. And then how do you broach that conversation? Do you know where I can get some gear? Because you don't say the word, like, I don't think.
Like, if you're trying to find some gear, wouldn't you have to go to like a club or like a greasy bar?
Yeah.
So that's probably your best bet. Like, Subway, it's not going to help you.
What are the other expressions for it? Like,
scoops.
Do you like to party? Lines, it doesn't that mean
rails.
That?
I've heard people call it fun. That's pretty fucking classic.
Looking for some fun? Do you want to get some fun?
Yeah, you're like, oh, I didn't mean this.
You're actually looking for like Crystal Palace because you want to play whack-a-mole?
Yeah, you want. Yeah, I'm just bored. You want some, look, or get any fun? All of a sudden you're in some like hotel room with some creep.
I know. People have gifted me things over the years that I didn't ask for.
Oh, my God.
And especially, like, if you're flying the next day or something.
Yeah. Well, I remember when the Trailer Park Boys, boys in Clattenburg were on the bus with us. And, like, after shows, people would come to the bus. And one time, a guy brought this bag of drugs. And there was drugs I've never even seen before.
Drug salad.
In my life. Like scoop gear, obviously weed, hash, heroin, like a big brown bag of heroin. I'm like, what the fuck? A bunch of pills and like just like what the hell? I don't know, ketamine and stuff like that. Like just unbelievable.
You passed the drug salad?
Some super loaded guy. It's like, hey, boys, I got some stuff for you. It's like, we can't have this on our bus. Get this out of here.
Baked in a bag.
Bag of horse. That's mine. I call that a some bag guy not enough. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I'd hear about musicians that were like that, like, that would have, like, a briefcase full of drugs, like, you know, Hunter S. Thompson styles
for different situations and settings.
Yeah, everything from ether to like who knows what.
Well, I know, like, she can get a hold of you sometimes, but I never understood the appeal of like, I'm gonna take something that's gonna make me black out, and then when I come to, tell me what I did.
Yeah, no, like that, I know,
if
right?
That's your opening move. I know things get away on you sometimes, but that's a whole nother level.
That's like when Eric Clapton and Keith Moon used to party together, they would take a bunch of drugs and call 911 or whatever, just like because they know they were going to OD.
Wow.
Like, what the hell kind of night is that? Okay, let's do this and then dial 911 and then hopefully they'll come here in time.
Whoa.
Yikers Island.
I never rolled that hard, but Speaking of roll, time for you to roll to Pembroke.
Pembroke. Yeah, bud. Got to roll. Got
this
go
has been 1,012 bars.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. 120 seconds.
I hope I sound great.
Yeah, me too. I really hope you
now
sound
that I've
great
said
as well.
It, it's going to be...
No, it's going to be fantastic. No,
good job, bud.
Good job, bud.